The head coach of the Louisville Cardinals and Appalachian State legend Scott Satterfield, kind enough to be back on with us. We used to catch up every other week or so, being the radio home of the Mountaineers and the Triad a few years ago. A lot of big wins, and you had a number of big wins as well at Louisville in year one, getting set for year two, which obviously is going to be a different year than any college football season in our lifetimes. But before we get to that, Coach, and the time is appreciated, how happy are you for your former teammate, your former assistant coach at App State, Sean Clark, getting his shot to run the program now?
Yeah, extremely excited for Sean. He's worked extremely hard in his career. He's a great person and a great coach, and he deserves this opportunity and an opportunity to lead, a great program and a great school. So I'm extremely happy for him and his family, and I wish him nothing but the best.
When did you know he was head coaching material? Was it back when you guys were playing or when you brought him back on to help you call the plays?
Well, I think, probably when he came back. I mean, as you're playing, all you're trying to do is, in our case, was get a first down on offense back when we were playing. So, bringing him back on and being around him, seeing how he handled people, how he interacted with the players, recruits, families, alumni. He's just a people person as well. And that's what this business is, how can you communicate and how do you handle people? And he does a great job with that. He's also very level-headed. Doesn't get too high, too low. He's just got a good demeanor to be a head coach, and I think he'll do a great job.
He's on Twitter at Coach Sat U of L, the head coach of the Louisville Cardinals, Scott Satterfield, with us here. Paint the picture for me, because you exceeded expectations of many last year in the program, but so did Eli Drinkwitz at App State last year, winning 13 games with players that you had really strong relationships with. When games end, or even as you're getting ready for a game, how much on your radar screen was that 13-win season the Mountaineers had?
Well, I always going to pull for the Mountaineers and always going to check up on them and see how they're doing. I mean, obviously, as a team that, we obviously recruited all those players and except for the ones that just came in last year, but predominantly recruited most all those players that played last year. And just love all those guys, obviously, and have a great relationship with them all. And so we're a lot of us guys that were here in Louisville last year. We're watching scores and trying to see, what are the Mountaineers doing there in Boone and how are they playing. We got an opportunity to watch some on TV, or even pull it up on your phone and kind of watch a little bit. So, you got to keep an eye on it just because we're so close with all the guys that were there. And then, even before that, when I left App, a long time ago when I'm playing, I always tried to keep tabs on what they were doing, what's the score, who are we playing, all those things. And I think we always will. We had so much vested interest in that program, so much sweat and hard work that was put into that program. So and obviously we love it and want the best for it. So you're gonna pay attention to what they're doing.
Tell me this though, you poured so much blood, sweat, and tears into that program along with Jerry Moore to build it to where it currently is. So given how much time you spent there and in FCS and in Group of Five, how much did it affect you seeing schools like App lose Power Five games when the Big Ten pulled the plug on out-of-conference games last week?
Well, I just think this is obviously a time that nobody has ever seen before in any of our lifetime of what we're dealing with this pandemic. And, and I think having been through so far, what we've been through since really February, March, it's crazy. It's crazy to think, anything like that could happen. You're just trying to approach it day by day. So many of these things are out of our hands. As a head coach here in Louisville, you have no idea what's happening. You don't know if you're playing. You don't know, what's tomorrow going to hold. And so the thing that I always talk to our players about is control what we can control. And so, that's our day-to-day attitudes and efforts and what we're doing. And that's kind of what we're controlling right now. And, I just want to play football. I think our guys want to play football. whatever that looks like. And I know App State, the same thing. I mean, they wanted to obviously want to play their full schedule they have there. And when that announcement came, I'm sure that was very disappointing to them. And I think, you know, at that level, and of course any level, you know, you're talking about those kind of games there was where, you know, financially really helps your program big time. And that to get taken away obviously is going to hurt that part of it. But I think at this point, we just want to play some football, and we want to find ways to make that happen in the safest manner. You know, so I at this point, I just hope we play. I mean, that's the whole deal. And, I, you know, whoever that may be, I told our AD yesterday, I'm like, well, I just want to play football, and hopefully we'll get this thing worked out. And I just think our so many of us need it, and psychologically and emotionally, I think, more than anything.
Scott Satterfield with us here, Louisville head coach on Sports Up Tryon. David Cutcliffe's response to wanting to play football time and time again was, you got to accept that it's going to be different. It's going to be upended at points. And if you have to do things that are different, throw your hands up and say, it's 2020. This is what you have to do. David Cutcliffe was on the station last week, in fact, and said he would be in favor of a conference-only schedule. He thought it was a good idea just because he cited uniform protocols and safety protocols across the conference, understanding that the ACC has more resources than maybe some lesser conferences do. Where do you stand on that issue?
Yeah, again, I think whatever we can do to play the game of football for us this year, and I think if that does happen to be able to go conference only, I agree with Coach Cudd in the fact that, you know, we can monitor all our teams in our league and hold each of these teams to the same standards, the same testing standards, the same things that we're doing on a daily basis right now is, you know, testing our guys. If there is a positive, you know, quarantining those guys and anybody that has any contact tracing, and if you've, you know, been around them for an extended period of time, then they're quarantining, all those things. And our people in our campus have done an outstanding job of having a bunch of policies in place. And so far for us, it's going outstanding this summer. And our guys have really done a great job with it. So if that's the case and you're able to do this and carry this on like we are right now, then we can play. I mean, we can play safe because each week, you know, we're going to know if there is any positives. If there is, then they don't play. And if you're playing teams that are out of your league and there's different standards, then who's to say that they may have some guys that are positive, and now that puts more guys in jeopardy. So I understand where he's coming from, and if that's the way that we can play this year, then I'm all for it.
Your first game at Louisville last year was against Notre Dame, and Notre Dame has kind of a unique partnership with the ACC. And I know coaches I've talked to in the conference, they look at Notre Dame and they think, okay, why should they get all the benefits of being in the league without actually being a football member? Given that you're somebody in the conference and has a significant voice in it now, how do you make sense of the Irish's relationship in the Atlantic Coast Conference?
Well, you know, I'm still learning. I'm still learning what that relationship looks like. I know football's a little bit different entity. You know, they've got their own, you know, television deal, and they've had that for years. And I think they've kind of got, you know, a little bit in the ACC, and then, of course, football's kind of doing its own thing. So, I do like the fact that they are playing teams in our league, and this year maybe, I think it was coming in this year, I think maybe six games this year in ACC.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're very close to being a member of this conference. I think we honestly would love to have them. It's a great school, and they do great things academically as well as athletically. So I think they'd be a great addition to our school as it sits right now. I mean, it was great for us to have the opportunity to play them last year and to host them in our first game. Great atmosphere. You know, big time game, and this year we're scheduled to go up there. I'm looking forward to that game. It's a great, we know it's an outstanding program. They're a top 20 program year in and year out. So for us, it's a great gauge of where we want to be. We want to be that program that's in the, you know, ranked in the top 20 each and every year. So I love it. I love the fact we're playing them, and so we're looking forward to it. And who knows where, you know, the future will hold if they will become a full fledged member or not. But I think most of us would love to have them be a part of our league.
Before we let you go, Coach, give me the restaurant, now that we're enough time removed from you moving to Louisville from Boone, give me the restaurant or two in Boone that you suffered the most withdrawals not being able to go to?
Well, you know, when I was there, I still, you know, have our house there in Blowing Rock. So we used to go to Blowing Rock quite a bit. You know, in Blowing Rock, Bistro Roca is my go-to spot. When even before it was Bistro Roca, it was Dockside Iris. And so when I got engaged with my wife, Beth, that's where we went. And we've been going there ever since. So we kind of love that spot right there and Blowing Rock. You know, and there's so many great restaurants. You know, I love Bestseller in Blowing Rock. It's awesome as well. You know, but we were in Boone. We probably, the one I look forward to going to most, maybe Makoto's. I love the food they have there, the hibachi shrimp and some of that sushi. So I'd have to say those two spots.
I don't think I've heard the engagement story from Coach Sat. How emotional were you? Are you a sappy guy when you're in that spot?
Ask my wife. Absolutely not. I mean, I'm not very good at those type things.
Hold one sec. I'd like to picture it's like a recruiting visit. Then listen, here we could have a commitment. You can spend the rest of your life with me. I mean, come on, you're a five star in my mind.
Man. Well, my wife and I dated for I think three and a half years before we got engaged. We got engaged right before my senior year in '95, and so, you know, she said yes, and we've been married, 24 years now. So I was very, very lucky. She's an App State girl through and through, ran track there, and, man, it's worked. And I wouldn't be able to have the kind of career coaching I have without her, I can promise you that.
Oh, very well said. Great way to tie it up, and I'll let that be the last word. Yeah. Coach Sat, it's good to have you on back in this triad again. Congratulations on the success last year. We hope we can catch up sometime soon.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. Miss you guys. Y'all take care.
There you go. That is Coach Sat on Twitter at Coach Sat U of L, the head coach of the Louisville Cardinals football program, App State legend as well.